loses out with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, along with Fed Hill, www.fedhill.com, and rollerzone.com. www.rollerzone.com presents Loses Out with the Derek Shapiro Show CD Soundtrack Release Party, Saturday, December 15th, tonight, 9 p.m. Tonight, December 15th, 9 p.m. at Tommy's Lounge. Yes, I said Tommy's Lounge, 99 India Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 99 India Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 21 plus, get in for $10. Ages 18 and 20, get in for $15. Benefiting Providence Ronald McDonald House. Again, benefiting Providence Ronald McDonald House. Hosted by me, Derek Shapiro. Headlining from Providence, Rhode Island rap group, Fed Hill. R&B singer, Rolla. From Portland, Maine, rock group, The Bay State. Featuring from Boston, Mass, rappers, Jay Smooth, Octane, and Graphics by Design. From Providence, Rhode Island, Billy Malloy of rock group, A Murderverse. Rappers, Dante Martin and Fliz Emiltix and Mondo. Also, 70s, 80s band, neo-retro band. Appearance by Dave Pezza from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sponsored by Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Also, Fed Hill, www.fedhill.com. And Rollerzone, www.rollerzone.com.
All right, we're back here. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Again, episode number 20. Winding the show down, of course. And we still have one more segment to go. And we still have one more song to go. Now, I have a question.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, what's up there?
We're counting down 12 songs, of course, right?
On the 12th day of Christmas, Derek Shapiro. I don't know. I fucking can't even make up a song.
I was wondering
right now,
okay?
Give up.
Well, I'm Jewish. I said the Hanukkah, of course. Have you got me a Hanukkah gift yet?
No.
No, okay, well, I haven't got your Christmas gift. You know, I did. It's back at Ben and Jerry's, you know, I down the ice cream for you. But the thing is, okay, here's the thing. Should we play, this is, I'm asking this, okay, and I was wanting to know, should we play a Christmas song and a Hanukkah song before we play the number one song? What do you think?
Yeah, let's put it right in the oven. Come on, let's do it. Let's get a nice Hanukkah and Christmas song going.
Okay, well, what do you think we should play first, a Hanukkah or Christmas song?
I don't care. Surprise me.
Okay, let's play. Let's play a Christmas song. What's one of your favorite Christmas songs?
My favorite Christmas song is Let me see here. You know the one that goes, "I feel my pecker tingling, ring ting tingling too. I must be over eager, 'cause even your beaver will do."
Okay, I don't know who's gonna do that, but we'll find that song. Here's a Christmas song, because I don't have no song in front of me, but we'll play that tune over here. Right now, a Christmas song here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Followed by Adam Sandler with the Hanukkah song, okay? Then we'll come back with the number one segment of the year. Yes.
Okay.
I love the colored lights every year. And the way the neighbors stop their cars and stare. I strap a Santa Claus on my roof. Plastic candy canes and reindeer everywhere.
I'm stringing up decorations. It's draining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations. Imported from third world nations. I'm stringing up decorations. I'm freaking out fire stations. I'm pumping out radiation. My neighbors are out of patience.
Gotta keep those yuletide decorations up all winter. God appreciates my plugged-in tribute to the Savior. God would love it if I could keep them up till well past Easter.
A manger station, three wise men's destination, nutcrackers and full claymation, little drummer boy animation.
Fa la 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 la, fa la la, fa la la la.
time streaming up decorations. It's streaming up power stations. Fake icicle light formations. Imported from third world nations. I'm streaming up.
Time to take out the menorahs. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we get 8 crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a new list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. Winona Ryder drinks Manischewitz wine, then spins a dreidel with Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein. Guess who gives and receives loads of Hanukkah toys? The girls from Baruch Assault and all three Beastie Boys. Lenny Kravitz is half Jewish, Courtney Love is half too. Put them together, what a funky badass shoe. We got Harvey Keitel and flash dancer Jennifer Beals. Yasmine Bleeth from Baywatch is Jewish, and yes, her boobs are real. Put on that yarmulke, it's shine. Two-time Oscar winner Dustin Hoffmanica celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, still not a Jew. But guess who is the guy who does the voice for Scooby-Doo? Bob Dylan was born a Jew, then he wasn't, but now he's back. Mary Tyler Moore's husband is Jewish, cause we're pretty good in the sack. Guess who got bar mitzvahed on the PGA Tour? No, I'm not talking about Tiger Woods, I'm talking about Mr. Happy Gilmore. So many Jews are in the show business. Isn't Jewish, but my mother thinks he is. Sell that roll of Hanukkah. It's time to celebrate Hanukkah. It's not pronounced Hanukkah. The sea is silent in Hanukkah. So read your hooked on Hanukkah. Get drunk in Tijuana. If you
okay, we are back. We just heard the Hanukkah song, too, and a nice Christmas song, okay? The Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler. That's
put
funny, isn't it?
Put on your yarmulke. It's time to celebrate Hanukkah. God, I love
it's
Adam
time
Sandler.
To smoke out white noise with marijuana, right?
Absolutely, Derek. You should try it sometime. You might like it.
Okay. Now, we're back. I'm just walking through Garden City right now. And before I get to the number one segment, you know, is the biggest response I had on the Derek Shapiro show. I'm going for different responses because the responses I got from this segment is unbelievable, okay? Now, can you guess what segment I'm talking about? The number one response I got from all my segments.
I have no freaking clue.
segment I got because he's a huge star to the U.S. But first, before I reveal my number one, I'm like going back to a section of Circuit City, you know what I'm saying? And I want to see what people are doing in iPotty, okay? Before I reveal my number one segment of the year, the number one song. And let's see, I'm just walking. I walked from Newport Creamery all the way down to iPotty. It's a long, a little bit long stretch for radio, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, hey. So I'm going to enter the iPotty and see what people are getting for potty gifts for this Christmas season, first of all.
You know, they're getting paper plates, streamers, and, I don't know, balloons.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, there's a Christmas tree in here, too, an iPotty, of course, here on the radio, of course. And
oh, there's a Christmas tree on the radio.
Oh, you're on the radio, of course, on my radio show.
Fascinating.
So what is your name, by the way? DJ. You're a DJ?
Yeah.
Are you a DJ or just DJs, just initials? Just initials DJ. What are you buying for this Christmas season?
What am I buying for the Christmas season?
You buying strawberry shortcake balloons?
Yes.
Yeah.
My daughter's birthday tonight.
Your daughter's birthday? Well, wish her happy birthday from Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show. And what is your name, brother?
Alicia.
You're Alicia. Are you from Cranston?
No.
Where are you from?
Foster.
Foster. There's always no school in Foster, Gloucester, right? Yes. And tell me, how is this holiday season treating you today?
Oh, it's great. Fantastic.
Fantastic? All right. Well, here on Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show, I want to do the number one segment. The number one segment of the year, okay? Do you know what the number one segment of the year is? Dave?
I don't fucking know. What is it?
Billy Gilman. Billy Gilman is the number one segment of the year. Here's Billy Gilman on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro
Billy
Show.
Billy Gilman! Oh!
All right, now on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com here on White Noise Radio. We're up to Billy Gilman from Hope Valley, Rhode Island. Hello, Billy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Derek. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, Billy, where are you calling me from today?
I'm calling from my house in Hope Valley, actually. Yep.
Awesome.
Actually, I get a little time off, so we're home.
That's awesome. How often do you get time off?
Well, it depends. Right now, I have to probably about a week, and then we head out to Las Vegas to do a couple shows and some stuff.
Really?
But usually, it ranges from, it could be anywhere from a week. Or 2 weeks in a month, or it could be 3 days in a month, or it could be 3 months.
Wow.
But right now, it's pretty busy, so.
So when you go to Vegas, where do you usually stay?
It depends. This time we're staying at the Mandalay Bay.
Wow, awesome. Now tell me, you were 11 when you came out with your first hit, your One Voice, right?
Yes, I was 100 octaves higher, and I could see where people could get very high.
Yep. And the youngest performer to hit the Billboard country charts. Tell me about that feeling, about being the youngest performer to do, you know, to experience that, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, so what was that feeling like?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You know, what was that feeling like being so young to experience on the, to be the youngest performer on the Billboard country charts?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. At that point, I really didn't, you know because I was so young. I mean, it was an honor, don't get me wrong, but I really didn't, like, take it in as much as I do now and see what happened at that point in my career and how it happened, you know, quite fast, not overnight, but it was quite fast. I'll
sure.
Tell you. So it's very, very, very cool, and still to this day that attribute is still, you know, liable. It's still there, which is pretty neat. No one is no one has beat me as being the youngest. I think they would have to be in diapers still to beat it.
Just like my son is, actually. But now you took time off, you know, before coming out with your latest CD, self-titled Billy Gilman, right?
That's right.
Due to your voice changing, how hard was it to get back to what you love after that hiatus?
Yeah, coming back after that hiatus, it was really scary me because there were points where I stopped singing because of the voice change. You know, it's very common. You know, us guys go through it all the time. It's no big deal.
Yep.
People made it into a big deal. They said I did something to wreck my voice. I was reading in the headlines like the Inquirer or something, Golden Voice Lost Forever or something like that. It was wild. And I was like, no, it really wasn't. And we almost made a statement. The press to say that it isn't. It's just Mother Nature, you know, it's just taking its course from growing up.
Sure.
And finally, it took 2.5 years. I still sang a little bit. I was doing stuff with MDA, the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Yep.
But I really wasn't making records performing in concerts because I couldn't. I would have literally damaged it, and then they would have a field day writing that.
Yep.
So finally, when one day I was just doing something, and I started to just hum or sing or something. I think it was in my studio, actually, and all of a sudden it felt different. My voice felt different. It felt like it was back. I can't describe the feeling. It just felt like it didn't sound like that yet. You know what I mean? And finally it sounded strong enough where maybe I could start rebuilding it.
Yeah.
So I went to Angela, who was my manager and my vocal coach, firstly.
Sure.
And I sang a little bit for her. I did my warm-up scales, and she said, yeah, I can tell it's there again. We can start working on it. So we took a year. Within the three and a half years, we took a whole year to really redevelop it, because it's new sounds, it's new low notes, it's new high notes, not very high, you know, not and very low, you know. There's a whole different aspect and a whole different technique to learn. So it took a while, but finally now, with the release of the newest record, it was released number one for people to hear me, hear the new Billy Gilman, and for me mentally, because what a hell it was, you know, trying to shoot the critics down and saying, no, it wasn't because of me, it was because of other things, you know what I mean? And
right.
To finally be able to say that in a big way, it was awesome.
Right. And what's it like for you to grow up in this business? How can you sum it up?
Crazy.
Crazy?
It's crazy in so many aspects, because your life is a roller coaster, music business is a roller coaster. You know, there's a line in a song I just heard from one of my good friends, Martina McBride. He sings a song, it's called Anyway. And it's about if you build something and the next day it's torn down, build it anyway. And there's a part in that song, and it says, you can sing a song with all your heart, and tomorrow they'll forget you even sang it, but sing it anyway. And that is so true, the music business.
Right.
You can sing one song one day, and they're like, oh, who's that the next day? You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's a constant battle for any artist, whether they're number one right now or number one for 3 weeks, or the number 20 artist, to keep your name out there and to keep it fresh, to keep all eyes on you. You know, it's really tough to keep that, to keep topping yourself, you know?
Right.
And then there's another aspect where you see so many of your friends get hurt, or you see so many of your friends go down a wrong path or something. You know, it's musical friends. It's amazing, this business. But there are many, you know, great things about it too. You know, you meet wonderful people.
Sure.
You get all kinds of fans, and they appreciate the message you send, and it's pretty cool. It's almost like a pros and cons type of thing.
Yep.
With anything, I'm sure.
Sure. And before we get to One Voice, your first hit, how do you think that you have grown from an artist from when you were 11 to now, and how has your fans taken the transition as well?
Well, you know, it's really neat because a lot of my fans, most of my fans, grew up with me at that point. You know,
right.
They all stayed on, and I never thought they would. I really didn't, because I like singers, but the type of singers I like, they've been around for forever. They know they're not going anywhere.
Right.
Me, people knew I was going to drop out because my voice was going to change. People knew I was going to have to take that hiatus.
Right.
But people could have liked me, and then a couple, you know, years later when I was going through that voice change, said goodbye, okay, we're going to move out to another singer that we like, another young singer or whatever.
Sure.
Because there's plenty out there. But they stayed with me, you know, thousands and thousands, all my fans. It's really neat, and through the message boards and all that, they sent me get well wishes when I was going through that time, and, you know, keep your chin up, you'll be back, when I never thought I would be.
Yeah.
So they really grew up with me, and I've gotten many more because now my music is being taken more seriously.
That's
as
good.
As a guy artist, because as a kid at my age, 10, 11 years old, how could you sing about liking a girl?
Yeah.
How can you sing that and relate to it? You're too young. You know what I mean?
Well,
you're really weird, maybe, but, you know. So it was tough to get songs that fit that timeline. And now, since I'm growing up, 18, 19 years old, I can relate to a lot more. Not
sure.
Everything, but I can relate to a lot more, and it's becoming more believable. So more adult fans are coming on. So it's climbing, which is great to know.
Sure, sure. Well, no, I did have a few girls I liked back when I was 10 and 11 years old, too.
Oh, yeah, of course you liked them. please, I had some too. I mean, I had the biggest crush on me and Ron. She was awful. And when I first met her, I almost dropped my mouth. You know what I mean? And my mouth was to the floor. You know, so I liked them, but when you have a relationship, yeah. Like a strong upper relationship.
Exactly.
That's too old, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Here on White Noise Radio, here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com with Billy Gilman again. And Billy, tell me about your favorite place to perform and why.
I think any country singer, they like the epitome of performance halls, concerts, rooms, theaters, whatever you call it, would be not Carnegie Hall, that's Pot Singers.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going in that direction. is the Grand Ole Opry. That is it for singers. When you arrive at the Grand Ole Opry, you know you've done something. And that place is just amazing. You know, they have an original piece of the Opry floor that all the greats stood. Yeah. It was that one piece, and they still have it there. You know, all the rest of the theater stage is renovated, except that one little circle where they all stood. And when you stand there, just before you go to sing, and the microphone is right there on a stand, it's like, you know, man, the shoe that have stood here, I don't think I'm grateful to stand here.
Sure.
But it's really, really overwhelming to be there. But just to sing, I love Foxwoods around because it's my hometown, number one. Mohegan Sun, I love Mohegan Sun. I'm going there in May.
Awesome.
So, you know, because it's number one, it's my hometown, my family can come. Because so many times they can't, because I'm, you know, all over the place. And so it's a great, you know, homecoming type of thing. So anytime I get to sing around my hometown area, I'm ready.
Well, awesome. And also, you're also well-known again for contributing each year for the Labor Day with Jerry Lewis and his telethon. Tell me a little bit about your friendship that you did have with Maddie.
Well, it was on Larry King. That's when it started. I was on Larry King, and I sang, and the other segment was Maddie Stepanek, and I'd never heard of him before.
Right.
And that night I found out that he wrote some great poems, and I heard these poems, and I said, you know, this was a few years after One Voice came out, and I said to myself, man, these poems could be put to music, this world, you know? They're too good not to be heard. You can read them, yes, but putting them to music in some form would add a whole other dimension to these great, you know, lyric poems. They weren't even poems. They were very lyric-oriented. And so we called his, writing company and his people, and we pitched the idea. And believe it or not, many artists before me asked. But he didn't like the artist, but he didn't feel they could portray the message right. And so we shot him some demos of his poems put to music, and he loved the idea. And we made a record with Sony Music, right. Music Through Heart Songs. And a percentage of that went to the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Wow.
So when we were promoting that, Maddie had a gala. Of just his poems. And that night, whatever was raised went to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. So there
awesome.
Was a representative there that night from MDA. And they came up to me and said, we love your CD and we want you to be our new youth chairman. It's right under Jerry Lewis, you know. They were almost like, he's conning me into doing it, bribing me. But of course, you know, I love giving back because I've been given so much. Yes, of course. I said yes, and that's been 5 years now. So
sure.
Ever since then, I've been going all around the nation talking to kids and adults about the diseases, and it's just great because I meet so many, you know, wonderful people that are, you know, inflicted with these diseases, and to see their courage and their drive that they have every day to get up and maybe not have the use of their legs or have the use of their lungs, you know, a muscle, whatever the muscle is that they're, you know, losing. Yet they don't care. They're happy. They're excited to meet you. They're excited to get out there and, you know, get better. And it's just, it's amazing. It really is.
Sure. And also you had the opportunity to perform at Caesar's Palace for Celine Dion back in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And at the Michael Jackson special back in 2001, I have a videotaped actually that special. And tell me about those experiences and how did it shape your music career?
Well, it really opened my eyes to different types of music. When I was 3 years old, when I first comprehended that I had a different voice from other kids,
sure,
or other people, I could mimic sounds from a record, I could hold notes, I could do this and that. That's what I knew. That was a turning point for me at 3, can you believe it?
Yeah.
It's 20 for some people. Oh, no, 3. And then from that point on, it was all country music, because that's what was around my house.
Sure.
Eddie Arnold, Patsy Cline, Sam Tillis. So those people were shaped who I was at that point. And then when I got into the music business, and when I was with Angela, I met Angela first at 8 years old,
yeah,
and she really formed who I was, you know, my stage show, the songs I put in it, and it was all country. You know, I had a 10-gallon cowboy hat. It was bigger than I was, literally. And then when I got closer to Angela and her family, they listened to big band. They listened to popular music, Sinatra, Streisand, all that. And I went, that's interesting.
Sure.
You know, because I'd never heard it before. It was a whole new thing. And then throughout my professional career, when I was with Michael Jackson and all those great artists and Celine, it just is amazing to see the orchestrations,
right,
of the music. I've never done that. I go out with a 6-piece band, a steel guitar, a fiddle, and you are, you know, going. Then I go and I see these people with 40 musicians, 50 musicians, strings, horns, a band leader. You know, that's a whole other island, and I just love that. And from that point on, I've done a lot of symphony shows, orchestra shows, because I love that. So whether or not that may be a new path that I may go down in the near future, you know, it's really coming back to this style of music. Tony Bennett just released a duet record, and it was number one, and just so popular, and Michael Bublé, and all these great, you know, jazz, popular singer standards. Singers are coming back, so who knows?
Sure, and it's funny that you mentioned Michael Bublé, because my artist Rola, who I manage, Rola loves Michael Bublé too, you know what I'm saying? And she loves singing his songs around the house, you know what I'm saying? So it's awesome, you know, Michael Bublé. But last but not least, you also have an MDA event coming out. Tell me about that event.
Yes, for the past 5 years, like I said, I've been with them, and I've never had a hometown show. I said, how ridiculous is this? Usually a person that's involved with a charity has something in their hometown. And so we formed a musical night of song, and Angela performs. She was, I'm sure if this is in Rhode Island, people will know, this originates in Rhode Island, I should say.
Really?
People will know that she, you know, was a singer for 30 years and had a number one hit. So she's very popular in Rhode Island, and so I asked her if she could sing with us.
Really?
And we're trying to get Jenny, who is Maddie's mom, the poem's mother, to come up and do a speech, as well as Angela's grandson, who was on Broadway 3 times with Tom Selleck and Carol Burnett. So it's just a different night. It's a night of different styles of music, me being country, them being popular music. So it's very, very fun. We have a 12-piece band and silent auction, and it's great, and I host it. I hate hosting because I can sing better than I can speak. I don't like,
sure,
to speak, you know.
Sure.
And MDA, it revolves around public speaking. So this is it's a task that, you know, hurts me every time, because it's more of a stage fright thing. So it's fun. It really is. It's a neat task to overcome.
And where does the MDA thing take place?
As to my knowledge, it's April 21st.
Okay.
That's Saturday, yes, April 21st of this year.
And where can we find this?
You can call the MDA headquarters in Rhode Island, the local MDA office. I don't know their number offhand, but you contact them, or you can go to MDAUSA.org, and they will direct you to the right page.
Oh, okay, great. So, again, your website is billygelman.com.
Yes.
And you have a MySpace as well.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, though. So fans would think I comment or whatever it's called, blog or whatever. I don't. It's my website made it up, along with my fans. They control it.
Oh, they do.
A core group of fans that really has become like press agents for the MySpace thing. They're unbelievable. I can't believe it.
Yes.
So yes, I have a MySpace, an official one.
Yes.
Too, but I don't know anything about it. So I know I have one though. I'm very technology retarded. So.
Hey, by the way, do you know where the Blue Moon restaurant is in Westerly, Rhode Island?
What?
The Blue Moon restaurant in Westerly, Rhode Island. The Blue. The Blue Moon restaurant. Well, May 4th, right? A Blue Moon restaurant, Rollers performing. You should come down there. You know what I'm saying? I should meet you in person sometime. You know.
Where is it?
May 4th, right? At 10 p.m. Rollers performing down there, right?
Yes. I'll write that down definitely.
Yes. And by the way, for you being on my show, okay? I heard from Angela, okay, your manager, that Gaetano's is your favorite restaurant. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, because that's your favorite restaurant, for you being on my show, you're so grateful for being on my show today, okay? Gaetano's Restaurant Cafe, okay? Gaetano's Cafe on 62 Franklin Street in Westerly, Rhode Island, has given you a $50 gift certificate, okay? For you to eat there.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I want to show my appreciation because, you know, for all my past guests for being on here, well, like Tony Petracca in the past and Walt Buteau from Channel 12 and Mark Searles from ABC 6 News and Frank Coletta from NBC 10, I want to do the same thing for you, Billy, because, you know, you are a celebrity, you're a star, you know what I'm saying? And I want to do the same thing for you. And thank you for, you know, calling in my show today. And, you know, it's been a great pleasure interviewing you today, you know?
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's the hometown crowd that means the most because, you know, without you guys, you know, being the backbone of my career, any artist with their hometown, you know, I appreciate that. And that's why I made this a musical out of song to, you know, say thank you to my hometown and do an off-the-cuff show rather than a huge elaborate show at, say, a Foxwoods or a Mohegan and just do a nice cabaret club type of show. It's very off-the-cuff and very hometown-esque, you know, it's not anything fancy, it's just my appreciation to them, and
sure.
By you guys, by all of you coming, you know, the public, you're saying thank you to me as well, because you're giving money to this great cause, so, you know, thank you for being my hometown, too, because
yes.
I appreciate that more than you know.
Yes, and I wouldn't be hearing, and by the way, when's your show in Mohegan again, May what?
I think it's May 9th and 10th.
Okay, because I'm going to come to that. And
awesome.
Yes. In addition to that, tell me about the song we're going to be playing, the next song, I Will.
I Will is possibly the next single, though we're debating whether that is the one or not. But I Will is a great, great song. When I heard it, you know, I instantly knew it was going to be something special. And people have dubbed it the wedding song of the year. So it is a love song. And like I said, I can relate to them now. So, but it's a great ballad. And ballads are what I love to sing. So.
Well,
I hope you enjoy it.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's number 20, December 15th. My radio show. This is my wife, Lola. That's yours. Episode number 20, debuts December 15th on my radio show. And you're going to be on there. I'm just recording them right now, actually. Okay, Dave?
Yeah?
That was the number one segment of the year. Billy Gilman, of course, that you heard, the country singer. Thank you very much. And someone held the door for me, so that was great. Now, the number one song of the year, okay, is not Billy Gilman. This we heard him back in number 12, but I Will, okay? Now, the number one song of the year here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, we waited for this for the longest time, you know?
I know. I wasted the entire day waiting for this. Come on. What is it?
Okay. What do you think the number one song of the year is?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. I still haven't got a Christmas gift for her yet. Do you know who it is?
Oh, Rola?
Yes.
Oh, that's a big surprise.
And someone else is featuring the song. Her name is London, okay?
London.
And Rebel's featuring the song, too. So it's Rola featuring Rebel and London Shapiro with I'm Gonna Love You. The number one song of 2007 here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
You bring me such feeling. we share. No man can take away what we do, what we say. It remain a secret till my dying day. You soothe, inspire, make me feel invincible. Whenever you bless me with your presence, you don't complete me. It's more like we're one, like identical twins. You cry, I cry. You're happy, then so am I. Lift me up, keep me from giving up. See the town inside. It's just a few of the things you do to make me feel special inside. And if I die this moment in time with you by my side, it'd be safe to say I live life full of prosperity. Woman, you are my life, and I need you for my wife.
Shapiro, of course. Rolla surprised me here in Garden City. I still have a guy gift for her. Right? You know, yeah, it's 10 more days for the shopping year. You know, did you get me a gift for Hanukkah yet, Rolla?
No.
What should I get you for Christmas?
Maybe you should just take a trip by yourself.
Dave, what do you think about that?
I think you should listen to the lady.
Now, how do you feel that you're your song came in number one for the year? I'm going to love you.
Wow, how so? That's a given. It's your show.
Yeah.
I'm not biased, am I? I'm sorry?
A little bit, but that's okay.
And here's my daughter, London. London, how do you feel that your song was number one for the year?
I don't know.
And what have you done for the year? Did you shop for Daddy yet?
Yes.
What'd you get me?
A water balloon.
A water balloon? Oh, what are you doing with that water balloon?
I'm going to throw it when it's Christmas.
And who are you going to throw it at?
You, when it's Christmas outside.
How do you feel about that, Dave? My daughter wants to throw a water balloon at me.
I like her style.
He likes your style. And she's laughing, and my son is sleeping. River, what did you get me? All right, he's speechless. All right. Well, there you have it. The biggest 12 segments of 2007 here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah.
And the number 12 songs of 2007.
Woo!
Now, Dave.
Yeah.
We're going to be back next month for a whole new show of 2008.
Wow.
Yes, with White Noise, J Rhythm Radio, and I want to thank everybody this year for helping me out. I want to thank, you know, Alexander Entertainment, Jack and John, of course, for my road crew this year. I want to thank J Rhythm, too, for coming back, producing the show. I want to thank, you know, Dave, Pezza, thank you very much, White Noise Records, White Noise Radio. I want to thank, as well, I want to thank Billy Malloy. Thank you, Billy, for helping me out this past year, 2007. All of you made this year a great year. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Yeah.
And in addition to that, I want to thank my wife, Rolla. I want to thank my kids, London and River. I want to thank my
the Academy.
I'm sorry?
You want to thank the Academy?
I want to thank the Academy. I want to thank everybody for the award. I want to thank everybody, okay? I want to thank even the dog, you know?
We're striking up the band now, Derek. This is getting a little long here. Come on, shorten it up.
Yes. And Mary Codd, my website lady. But all of you listeners out there, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. And Dave,
yeah.
next month, episode number 21, I'm having rap group Meal Ticket back on the show. They have a new album out. And I'm having this rock group. They're from Rhode Island area. They do all 70s and 80s songs. They're Alter Ego. That's coming up next month. As well as a big-time maybe comedian. I don't know yet. I'm still trying to get this comedian on my show. Other than that, you have a great day. I do thank you. And take it easy. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Okay, now, Dave. We'll be right back.
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.